The winners of the 44th Grammy Awards were announced last night in Los Angeles. Singer-songwriter Alicia Keys won 5 awards for her debut album. Irish rockers U2 won 4 Grammys, but the surprise of the night was the strong showing made by roots music and traditional country. From Los Angeles, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
This year's Grammy Awards had been touted as a showdown between R&B newcomers India RE, who was nominated in 7 categories, and Alicia Keys, who was nominated in 6. RE went home empty-handed, while Keys won 5 Grammys, including Best New Artist and Best Song for Fallen.
I keep on falling.
Sometimes 21-year-old Keys was born more than a year after the band that dominated the Rock Awards made its debut. Ireland's U2 won 4 Grammys, including the top prize, Record of the Year, for the song Walk On.
And if your glass heart should crack, for a second you turn back. Oh no, be strong.
As U2 accepted its 3rd Grammy of the night, the band's lead singer and Time magazine cover star Paul Bono Hewson marveled that 4 high school friends who started playing music together in the wake of the punk rock explosion could still be together.
The deal that you make on the ground, the promise that your friendship will survive commerce, being broke, not being broke, some really lousy haircuts. The 80s, and that maybe 20 years later, you might find yourself at an award ceremony with the same people that you started out with and just think, wow, thank you so much.
But the night's biggest winner wasn't a band or solo artist as much as a style of music. Something singer-songwriter Sheryl Crow hinted at when she walked on stage to present an award.
Well, in case you haven't heard, bluegrass kicks ass.
Bluegrass and traditional styles dominated the country categories. A Hank Williams tribute was named Best Country Album. Earl Scruggs led a band that won Best Country Instrumental. Alison Krauss and Union Station won 2 Grammys. And Ralph Stanley, who turned 75 on Monday, was named Best Male Country Vocalist for Oh Death.
Oh, death. Oh, death. Won't you spare me over till another year? Well, what is this that I can't see with ice cold hands taking hold of me?
Stanley's was one of 5 Grammys that went to the soundtrack of Joel and Ethan Coen's film O Brother, Where Art Thou, which was named Album of the Year. T-Bone Burnett was named Best Producer. In accepting the Album of the Year award, Burnett said the soundtrack was strong because the film it accompanies tells a universal story.
James Joyce said that if you took any town in the world as a whole, that the entire Odyssey of Ulysses would be repeated in that town every day. These epics are not to be taken lightly. This version of this epic had one happy ending after another, but not even minds as elliptical as the Coen brothers could have written this ending.
In a press conference after the awards ceremony, a reporter asked Burnett how the soundtrack managed to win 5 Grammys and sell nearly 5 million copies with almost no airplay on commercial radio stations.
Well, that's a really long answer. Because it has to do with the way radio is owned and sold and programmed now. But there are a lot of other ways of getting music to people, and that's what we have to concentrate on. We had an unbelievable broadcast medium ourselves, which was this movie.
Burnett's answer hinted at one of the problems the music industry is facing. Recording artists and label executives complained that deregulation of the broadcast industry has made it almost impossible to get anything but the most mainstream music played on the radio. Michael Green is president of the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, the organization that presents the Grammy Awards. He said that and other problems have driven a wedge between artists and fans.
In recent years, industry consolidation combined with the unbridled advance of the internet has created a disturbing disconnect, and trends say that it's going to promise to get much, much worse. No question, the most insidious virus in the midst of this illegal downloading of music is piracy on the net.
Green avoided mentioning another problem facing the industry, artists who say they're fed up with major label contract and accounting practices. The night before the Grammy ceremony, nominees Billy Joel, Stevie Nicks, and Emmylou Harris were among dozens of performers at four concerts around Los Angeles that raised money and awareness for the Recording Artists Coalition. During the Grammy ceremony, the only reference to the group came when Coalition co-founder Don Henley of the Eagles presented an award alongside singer Trisha Yearwood.
I'm thrilled to be presenting Best Rock Song with a man who's written some of the best songs ever.
Thank you, Trisha. But
I mean it.
Still, somehow, I don't feel like the most popular guy in the room right now.
Henley and Yearwood were nominated for Best Country Collaboration. Their song Inside Out lost out to I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow from the soundtrack of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Rick Carr, NPR News, Los Angeles.